The Lebanese town of Baalbek has been a frequent target of Israeli air raids. Located at the top of the Bekaa Valley, the town is famous for its Roman ruins, but it's also a bastion of Hezbollah support. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to Baalbek and filed this story.
When the war started nearly a month ago, business ground to a halt for tour guide Khalil Abbas. But if you make the journey to Baalbek, up roads cratered by airstrikes and littered with bombed-out cars and buildings, Abbas is thrilled to give a tour of the ancient Roman city of Heliopolis.
The most preserved Roman temple ever built. Cedarwood door, look at that. 30-meter high, 650 wide. Inside this temple used to have bacchanals, parties, and orgies.
He walks up the giant stone steps of the Temple of Bacchus. 2,000 years after it was built, this looming structure still stands despite several major earthquakes. But Abbas says he's seen new cracks develop in the walls since Israeli warplanes began bombing Baalbek last month.
Look at the damage here. See that up at the corner?
To get a tour of Baalbek's newest ruins, you have to get permission from Hezbollah. That comes in the form of two men on a motorcycle dressed in green cargo pants and T-shirts. They lead foreign journalists on a drive through the town's mostly deserted streets. Local reporter Hikmet Shreif says since the war started, Hezbollah militants have openly taken control of Baalbek.
So they escort everybody who comes here?
Yeah. Anyway, it's much more safer for us to be with them.
The city is really controlled by Hezbollah. Much more controlling than before.
Other Hezbollah members stand on street corners and patrol the empty town on scooters armed with walkie-talkies. They show a Ministry of Justice building and what was a large supermarket, all obliterated by Israeli bombs. But the Shiite militia members do not allow visitors to see the most heavily damaged part of the town. They also refuse to be interviewed. Ali Osman is an official on the city council. He says roughly 70% of the population here has fled since the bombing began, including most of the Lebanese police and army soldiers, leaving Hezbollah in charge. Dr. Assad Kara, a Lebanese Red Cross doctor, estimates the airstrikes have killed more than 30 people in Baalbek and wounded more than 100. We don't differentiate between helping wounded combatants and civilians, he says, but only 2% of our patients were Hezbollah members. The Shiite movement seems to have the support of many of the residents left here. Baalbek is a largely Shiite town. Mohammed Massawi sits on a deserted street playing backgammon with several friends.
He's going to lose, I wish.
The windshield of his car was smashed in an Israeli airstrike. We want Israel to surrender and leave with its hands in the air, Massawi says. Then Hezbollah will decide what to do next. But there are also critics of Hezbollah here, and their opposition seems to follow sectarian lines. Rabia El-Aibel sips coffee in an alley with his relatives, underneath posters of the assassinated Sunni Muslim politician Rafiq El-Hariri.
No.
Here, we don't like Hezbollah, this Sunni Muslim says. He compares the militia to the Syrian soldiers who occupied Baalbek until Hariri's murder forced the Syrian military to withdraw from Lebanon last year. We like Bush, another Sunni here says, because he's hitting Hezbollah. As the Israeli airstrikes continue, some of Baalbek's residents have taken an ancient approach to protecting themselves from one of the world's most modern weapons. They hide in caves. For the past month, five large families have been living in this underground network of caves, sleeping on mats and carpets, seeing by candlelight and the glow of a single light bulb strung in by extension cord from a nearby house. Down the road is another large network of caves, where residents say they take refuge every time they hear the roar of Israeli jets. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baalbek, Lebanon.